This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It used to be known as the pride of the valley, but now...
vandalized, covered with graffiti, filled with trash.
How about driving on local freeways?
It's just dreadful, so I do whatever I can to avoid it.
We'll tell you what freeway he's talking about after a new ranking of the local freeways. And do you want to spend time in a house known for being part of a legendary horror movie?
Oh my gosh, I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
Welcome to the LA Local for Tuesday, August 19th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Brandon Liebhaber, your host today. Hope I don't give you the heebie-jeebies. Coming up on today's LA Local, we talk to kids who are back at school on a temporary campus after their campus burned down in the Eaton fire. New data tells us what the best and worst freeways in Southern California are. There's a new NIMBY versus YIMBY battle brewing over a proposed state housing law, and you can now rent the Simi Valley home where Poltergeist was filmed. But we start with yet another iconic part of Southern California falling into disrepair, the Valley Plaza North Hollywood. It used to be called the Pride of the Valley. It was one of the largest open-air retail shopping centers in the country when it opened back in 1951. It's been featured in a number of movies and TV shows. It was part of the music video for Randy Newman's I Love LA. Well, today, LA officials voted to declare it a public nuisance. Karen Adams has more.
Valley Plaza is nowhere near the state-of-the-art outdoor shopping center that it was, the first in the region when it opened in 1951. Even President Kennedy visited. But LA City Councilman Adrian Nazarian says over the years, it's fallen into disrepair. There have been fires, drug overdoses, robberies, and assaults. He says the owners, the Charles Company, two brothers, have done nothing to revitalize the property.
Under the Charles Company, the properties have decayed to what you see standing behind me. They've been vandalized, covered with graffiti, filled with trash, damaged beyond repair. For years, the city has asked the Charles Company to develop the site or sell it. They could at least secure it effectively. Instead, they've left it to rot and turn into a blight on the entire neighborhood.
Nazarian says the Charles Company has not wanted to speak until news got out about the Board of Building and Safety Commissioners preparing to vote to declare Valley Plaza a nuisance property.
Their attorneys called and wanted to meet.
The community would like to see Valley Plaza redeveloped.
Whether you're in the Valley or the South Bay, the West Side or the East Side, if you drive in Southern California, you probably think that whatever freeway you use the most is the worst one. We all know traffic's bad. We can all agree on that. But now we have some data on the local freeways. The LA Times got that info from Caltrans, came up with a list. The worst, drumroll please, the 10 freeway. followed by the 605, the 405, the 91, and the 710. Our John Baird talked to a bunch of drivers this morning. Here's a man named Bill.
What do you think? Is there a freeway that you just can't stand?
The 405, this one right here, I think is the worst.
What is it about it?
It just clogs in the worst places. It clogs right around the Marina, Culver City area, and then it clogs again right before you get to Long Beach, and it's just dreadful. So I do whatever I can to avoid it. So I know all the surface streets on how to get around the 405.
And is there another one you don't like?
I think the 10 is pretty bad, and the 91.
So you've got it down. You want to avoid those.
I avoid those three freeways as often as I can.
Okay, so you're probably wondering, how do they come up with the list? Well, here's the factors that they used. Average speed, delays, and fatal crashes. As for the best freeways, the top two were State Route 261 out of Irvine and the 90 freeway in Marina Del Rey. Now, I work here, so I'm biased, but I do think we've got the best traffic reporters here at KNX News, so we decided to turn to one of them for this story. Mike Simpson and Vicky Moore talked to Brian Douglas about this on LA's Morning News.
The funny thing is, they talk about the 90, John was saying, that's our Marina Freeway. It's about 5 feet long. If you blink, you're already at Slauson.
As soon as you get on it, you're off. Yeah,
of course that's a piece of cake. You know, I'm going to bring up one thing about our freeways that causes a lot of problems. Obviously, a lot were designed back in the 50s and 60s, but the wider the freeway, you think if they add lanes, this is going to ease up traffic. Sometimes it doesn't because, and we've all seen this, if you're on the North 110 freeway, someone in the far left lane's like, oh, my exit. And they hit their brakes to try to get over those six lanes, and that slows up traffic. So actually, the more lanes you have on these freeways, sometimes the worse it actually makes them.
So you talk to a lot of people, you know, our KNX tipsters. What do you think, you know, quickly, you know, what is the one that they complain about the most?
405.
Yeah.
405,
right.
Getting out of the valley or going the other way in the afternoon. That's the one that we get the most calls about. That and the 91 out of Corona into Anaheim Hills. It's horrible.
I was going to say, is it just because the Westsiders are complainers, or is it actually like the bad one?
Well, yeah, I guess. No, it's horrible.
You're the loudest.
They have every right to complain about that 405. Yeah, and that 91 coming out of Anaheim or coming out of Corona in the morning, it just crawls, and they recently redid that. They added lanes, and still it's tough.
Yeah, driving on local freeways, never fun, but that's why you got to listen to KNX News. Get your traffic reports every 10 minutes on the fives. All right, traffic, one issue that we're always dealing with. Here's another, housing and homelessness. Those are two of the seemingly intractable issues we are always dealing with. We know we need more housing, but not everyone can agree on where that housing should go. Today, LA City leaders said they don't like a proposed law that state legislators are talking about in Sacramento. It would require cities to allow for dense housing, apartment buildings, things like that, near transit centers. Here's State Senator Scott Wiener. He's behind the bill.
And so the purpose of this bill is to say, let's focus more housing around the highest quality public transportation, where we have made significant public investments of tax dollars.
But local leaders here in L.A., they don't agree. Here's City Councilmember Tracy Park. She represents much of West L.A.
We all know L.A. must plan for growth. We need more housing, and it must be housing that people can actually afford. But that does not mean we have to be reckless about where and how we build. A one-size-fits-all mandate from Sacramento is not safe, and it's not responsible. SB 79 is exactly that. Sacramento hijacking local planning, stripping away neighborhood voices, ignoring safety and infrastructure, and handing the keys over to corporate developers.
Tracy Park, one of three city council members who spoke out against the proposed bill this morning. Ultimately, though, they don't have any power. It'll be decided by the state lawmakers up in Sacramento. Everyone's going back to school. LAUSD schools started last week. USC students started moving into their dorms today. Their classes start next Monday. Life, though, very different for some students this year. That's because of the fires that we had back in January. Almost every building at the St. Mark's School in Altadena burned in the Eden Fire. That school goes from preschool to the sixth grade. Our Margaret Carrero went back to school today with some students at their new temporary campus.
One thing that came to me as I walked around St. Mark's temporary campus is how close-knit it feels. They set up these portable classrooms around an open outdoor space for the kids. It has four square where they can play and they can gather outside. They can have their lunch outside. They could also have some of their teaching outside. Jennifer Tolbert is the head of the school.
After our ribbon cutting ceremony, every kid, you know, rolled up their sleeves and carried something over here. So it was really a community effort. It took a village to get here, which is why we're calling this site our village.
I love that. At a time of such trauma and upheaval, to have such a joyful transition must have been so relieving, I would imagine, for you.
It was. You know, just under the surface is, of course, the hard stuff, you know, the realities of what had transpired. Certainly to be a stabilizing force for our students was critical.
I also spoke with fifth grader Dylan Davis, who feels like an old soul in a little body. Maybe that's because she lost her home at such an early age in such a dramatic, traumatic way.
What do you think of the new school grounds here?
I am very grateful that EF would let us use their property for our school, because I have been at St. Mark's nearly my whole life, and it is probably one of my favorite places to be.
Mm. You must have been really happy after all the fires and stuff just to be with your friends and your teacher again, right?
I was probably the most happy that I could ever be when I saw my friends again for the first day when we were back.
I bet. Are you excited about going into fifth grade?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Great work, as always, by our Margaret Carrero. That's the latest in our KNX Back to School feature. We're doing a new story every day this week as kids go back to school. Tomorrow, some students are in fear for their safety and their freedom. They're anxious about whether federal agents will try to snatch up students outside schools, maybe even on campus. ICE raids in SoCal schools, that's coming up tomorrow. Finally, do you like the movie Poltergeist? Well, guess what? You can now rent the Simi Valley home where it was filmed. Our Karen Adams went to check it out.
Oh, my God. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies.
Okay. Well, it's atmospheric, but at the same time, the Ghost Adventures team was in here. The episode aired in April, called The Poltergeist Curse, and they found several pieces of evidence.
What are we talking about evidence?
Well, according to the episode, it was lights flickering, cold spots, not sure how to describe it, maybe off feelings. There's a Cabbage Patch doll upstairs that fell down while they had a camera on it.
Sounds fun for some people, not to everybody. That's Karen talking to Amy Powers, who owns the Poltergeist House. You can watch the video of Karen and Daniela DeRobio, who does our digital here at KNX News, on our social media channels, Instagram, TikTok, at KNX News. You'll see a whole lot more. Now, if you're interested in renting it, reservations start at $600 a night, sleeps up to 8 people. But be aware, the website says no Ouija boards, rituals, or spiritual summoning. That's your LA Local for Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Brandon Liebhaber. We'll be back tomorrow for Hump Day. And try to stay cool this week. We're in for a very hot few days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.